on, hi everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the people at home, and welcome to the people here. We're starting in Bereshit. There's a lot of secrets I would like to share with you, of course. But the most important to start with is the idea of Bereshit, the story of Bereshit. I'm sure most of you who read the Bible, read the Torah, know the story. I mean, very simple story. Creation, the story of creation. The whole idea of God created the world, and then God created human, and then the human have been seen, they didn't behave, they eat from the tree of knowledge. We're all familiar with that story. The snake, the serpent, seduced them to go ahead and don't worry about it, just do what I'm telling you to do, and your life will be just better than it was before. And unfortunately, Adam and Eve, listen, they eat from the tree of knowledge. And then step by step, things just getting worse and worse and worse until we are here. That's basically what happened. So let's understand first the story and what is our purpose of tonight gathering and why we're going to meet here, hopefully every Monday at 7 p.m. and read the story and then have a meaning to it, have an understanding to it. Because we can read the story and we can enjoy the story. The story is very much... It's a great story. I mean, there is a lot of adventure, snake, serpent, God, two people in the garden. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going to happen. They fell. So it's if we put it into a TV show, it's a great story. But what if, just what if, not talking in a philosophical way, we're not really getting it. We're not really get the whole story. We are getting just what we want to get because we are in a certain level. That we hear the story according to where we are. That's the first question. Second thing, what can I get from it? What is this week specifically all about? What am I supposed to think about while we are going to tonight's lecture? And the idea I would like to give you that, beginning that understanding. The idea is we need to get into a place this week. Specifically, this week is a very powerful week. It's a week of beginning. It's a week that we are injecting the beginning of all consciousness. Meaning, think about it, that this week, next week, 3 weeks from now, you are making a decision. This decision starts with a thought. We have to think. We have to put our mind into it. Then we talk. Then we do. If the mind is not strong enough to put things in the right place, in the right balance, then I'm going to do a mistake to begin with. Because it's all starts with from the mind. We must understand that through the understanding of what we call the Zohar, a book that was written 2,000 years ago by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we can actually, using the Torah, the five books of Moses, in a way that it can make your life better. But if you just read the Torah as a book of story, you will enjoy the story, but you're not going to get the energy that you're supposed to be getting from the section. So what is required for that? I want to change my consciousness. Everybody's positive about it. I want to become better. I want my life to get great. I want my relationship to be amazing. I want to have more money. I want to use my money in a smart way. I want to have health. I want to be healthy. So there is nobody on this planet who doesn't want that. And the point is, where do we start? So there is 2 points that we have to remember every Monday. First one is called desire. Without desire, you got nothing. If you don't have that drive all the time, I want more, I want more, I want more. And when I say I want more, mean I want more connection. Then even if you're receiving it, it will be gone. Second thing is to check your level of desire by your level of excitement. The only way you can maintain desire is by making sure that you are excited about a new secret. If you're not excited about the new secret that you're hearing, you don't get the secret. If you don't shock about something you're hearing, you're not getting it. And you have to check yourself, like, what's going on with me? I'm not excited. What's happening? And it's not the teacher or you, it's your level of excitement. I want to repeat, it's not the teacher or you. It's, you not put yourself into it. Because sometimes you will agree with what the teacher is saying, and you will go with it somewhere else, but you're missing the next point. And the next point could be making your life better. So again, we are here together, gathering together, connecting to each other, for the reason of making our life better. Remember, yes, we're going to read the story in a second. I'm going to explain to you a section from the Zohar, a very, very powerful, powerful, powerful tools from the Zohar that I'm going to share it for the first time ever. And it's going to change your whole way of thinking and the way you live your life. But how can you keep it going? I mean, we're going to hear it. Hopefully, we will understand it. Hopefully, we will get excited. Hopefully, we will desire it. But how can we keep it? And that's why this week called the Week of Consciousness. Bereshit. Beginning. Beginning of what? Where does everything begin? Consciousness. Mind. Awareness. Thought. Everything is in the mind. Control your mind and you control everything. You can't control your mind, you can control nothing. You can control your words, your behavior, and it's all nice. Consciousness is all here. It's the most powerful thing. So, what I would like to do, you know, one of the most important things, you know, before we start, is to connect to another soul. What happened, I find out that in many places that there is a lot of bloodshed and hatred and problem, is a place that people are basically, can be smart, but they don't want to connect to one another, okay? So it will be wise, before we start, before I'm getting right into the Zohar and into the story of the portion, is just to say hello to each other. Say hello, look at each other's eyes. Don't just say hello and run away. Just, somebody come to say hello to me here. All right? So say hello to each other by looking in the eyes, okay? With excitement and desire. Yes. Yes. Where is the one who comes to say hello to me? Hello, hello. Behind me? Where is he? Yeah, maybe shut the door. So. Everybody say hello. A real smile, not fake smile. Mean it. Good. Good. So what we're going to do tonight, I'm going to go directly into the Zohar. And I'm going to share with you a secret, as I said, that I never shared before. Very powerful one. And but before I'm going there, I want to make sure that we relate to the story that happened in Genesis, okay? So let me be with me, and I'm going to try to give you the synopsis, like a short version of the story. Think about it. Adam and Eve, I'm skipping, okay? Told by God, there is a tree of knowledge, don't eat from it, snake is coming, okay? Hello? Snake is coming, and seduce Eve to believe him that it's okay to eat from the tree of knowledge, which we don't know what the tree of knowledge is to begin with, and after that, that he seduced her to eat, she's actually telling him that God said, don't eat from it and don't touch, which God never said, don't touch. He said, don't eat. We know that, right? And then, after that, she get closer, tempted, take a bite, take a second bite, get excited, call her husband, give him a piece. He doesn't even know it's a tree of knowledge. He just thinks it's any tree. And she gives it to him. And he feels good. And everybody's standing in front of God. Now you have the snake. You have the woman, you have the man, all standing. What have we done? Well, before that, I forgot to tell you, you should catch me on that. What they did before, they found out that they are naked. And they covered themselves with figs. Figs. For some reason, they use figs leaves. How do we say leaves in Hebrew? Alim. Alim. Alim mean leaves. Leaves. Alim mean, but the word alim is the same words in Hebrew for the verb of olam, which means world, our universe, or le'alim, to disappear. Think about it, okay? So I'm going to dig into the Zohar, into the secret, that unfortunately it doesn't exist in English. I tried to find it in English. But Rav Ashlag, without Rav Ashlag, Rabbi Yehuda Ashlag, decided to go deep into it. It's a section that people usually skip and don't even see it's there. And I'm going to raise the question, the doubt, so we all can be on the same page. What are those naked thing. I mean, the old naked thing in the Garden of Eden, it starts with the snake was the most naked animal in the garden. How can you become most naked? If you're naked, you're naked, you know. Can you become most naked than naked? Naked, that's over. So maybe naked means something else, because naked in Hebrew also means sneaky, arum. So maybe that's the meaning. We're not going to go with that. We're not going to go easy. We're going to go with what the Zohar is telling us. The Zohar saying naked means that he was naked from positive doing. So now Adam and Eve eat from the tree of knowledge. What they do first thing? They hide. They shame. And when they ashamed, they cover themselves with figs, leaves. Okay? So that's will take us now to the Zohar. I'm going to take you, it's a section which is long, okay? And tonight, what makes it unique every week, in the end of every class, I'm going to sit, and you can ask me any type of question that you want to ask me about the parasha, about the story, about the parasha. So it's going to be interaction, okay? For the people at home, I don't know if you can do it with Debbie and send messages. You can ask me some question. Soon, I'm going to have my own screen here so I can see you. Not see you, but see your question so I can answer it. But until then, we're going to work this way, okay? All right. So what is that fig's leaves? So it says like that. And again, it's a new concept, and I will do my best that everybody will understand it. It's a Ora Elyon, the upper light, which means where all the great blessing come from. We call it, it's similar like the light of the sun. Shua shoresh al kol haorot sheba olam hazeh. And if we look at the light of the sun, is all the light that coming to our planet coming from the sun. The same thing with the spiritual light. There is something called spiritual light where happiness comes from, relaxation, love, everything that comes from that upper light. Shoresh al kol haorot sheba mtziut. Vezas hakadov ad shafu hachayom venasu hatzlalim. So when Adam and Eve were covering themselves, they were covering themselves from the light. They want to be in the shadow. That's what you cover yourself. You know, when a person covers himself with a jacket, with a coat, from the winter or from the sun, it's to cover themselves. What does that mean? You need to know, tell us the Zohar, that there is two types of covering, there are two types of shadow. There is one shadow that called shadow of holiness. Sometimes when a person starts to act in a spiritual way, all right? When a person starts to act in a spiritual way, what happened? What happened the first thing after you do something good? You realize all of a sudden, it's called romemut, you realize how small you are compared to the Creator, compared to God, compared to the light of the Creator. Is that point clear? It's called romemut. After a person acts in a positive way, he starts to realize how far the person is from the light of the Creator. It's called Romemut. Achen atzel hazeh yesh to pula hafucha, ki hu hamamshich et haor ha'elyon al derech shamu chazal b'Moshe Rabbeinu. Say, let's take, for example, Moses. Moses was the closest human being to the Creator. What did Moses did when he gets closer to the Creator? It says that they put cover on his face. If you know the Bible, he put a cover on his face. Why would they put a cover to his face? He put a cover to his face because he started being so spiritual that he gets so close to the sun. It's almost you get so close to that you can burn. So you have to cover yourself. When you cover yourself, what happened? The next thing, the next verse, it says that Moses reached a level that God was talking to him face to face. It's almost like a paradox. Here, Moses becomes spiritual, first stage. Stage number two, he gets closer to the Creator. Stage number three, he say, no, it's too much. Stage number four, he get rewarded even to go to the next level. So far, so good. Yes, yes, yes. Good, good. She stir panav ki yare ma'abit el ha'elokim. He covered his face because he was not wanting to get too close. Zachar l'da alama zo. By him becoming ma'alim, remember, alim leaves, la'alim mean disappear. by him making himself disappear from that light, then he getting to the highest level a human being can get. So this cell, it's called cell. Cell means shadow. This type of shadow that he chose to do become a way from him to receive all the blessing that a human being cannot even imagine to receive by saying basically no to that level that he achieved. But let's look again. You're doing something good. Automatically, you will be elevated. When you do good thing, you're elevated. When you get elevated, you get closer to the light. When you get closer to the light, you realize how small you are. When do you see your shirt is dirty? In the dark or in the light? In the light. That's why as you're getting closer to the light, you see what's wrong with you. Because you realize how close you are to the light, you start to find out what's wrong. So it's called this type of shadow, what Moses did, it's called Tzel Dekdusha, shadow of holiness. דיינו הבא בחמת מצווה כמו במשה. אבל בצד צל הבא בחמת עבירה אינו כן. There is another type of shadow. There is shadow of a crime. Shadow of a crime. Let's understand what is shadow of a crime. אלא שהוא שורש החושך. Shadow of a crime is the roots of all evil, is the roots of all depression, is the roots of all disease, is the roots of all failure, is the roots of everything that can go wrong in a human's life. It's called shadow of crime or shadow of negativity. והוא נקרא צל מוות. We call that type of shadow צל מוות. צל means shadow, מוות means death, the shadow of death. So we have now two shadows. Let's understand. One shadow is when you're doing something very spiritual, you're getting too close to the light and you have to put a shadow so you don't get burned. And as a reward, you're actually getting closer. Then we have tzel mavet. We have the shadow of death. It's when a person doing crime, and because he does so much crime, so the light shouldn't burn him, he has a cover around him so he will be away from the light of the Creator. So far, so good? Mathematically clear? Yes? Good. Okay. Let's understand how is this related to Adam and Eve. לפני החטא עץ הדעת, before the sin of Adam and Eve, before the sin of true of knowledge, this shadow of death does not exist. It never been there. It was only shadow of holiness. And that was the mistake of Adam and Eve. What was the mistake of Adam? כי אחר החטא של עץ הדעת, after the sin of the tree of knowledge, that because of that, all the light that Adam had left his body, left him, then he found out he was naked. We need to understand what does that mean, he found out he was naked. He was naked from all the light, and right away, what was the shadow that fell on them? Which kind of shadow? After they did the tree of knowledge? Shadow of death. That's clear to everybody? You good? You follow us? You sure? Everybody follow? You follow? Follow here? The shadow of death is fall because they ate from the tree of knowledge. So right away, what happened when the shadow of death falling on the person? ידעו כי ירומים, so they find out they were naked. דיינו העלמה והצל הבא בחמת עבירה, אז והתפרו על התנה. Then they went and they make sure that they put leaves of figs around them and they make belt around their body from a fig. Why fig? Necessarily, say Rav Ashlag. Because fig, according to Chazal, according to the sages, was actually the tree of knowledge. Some people say it was fig, some people it was wheat, some people it was grapes, many opinion. But the common, most people say it was figs. No, definitely not apple. Definitely not apple. כמו שאמרו חזל שעץ הדעת תאנה הייתה. והם טעו וחשבו שצל הזה ידע לתאנה, דיינו הצל של הפעלהם חמת העבירה, לעץ הדעת דומה כמו הצל הקדושה. They thought that the shadow of death is actually the shadow of holiness. Because what happened? Why would you get confused, right? I mean, why would you get confused? How can you get it confused? What is the result that when you do good thing, What happened to you? What did I say in the beginning? You feel what?
Elevated.
What do you feel?
Elevated.
No, but what do you feel after you feel elevated?
Smaller.
Smaller. You feel smaller. Yeah. What do you feel after you do a sin? What do you feel? No. But you feel after the sin. While you do the sin, you feel good.
Yeah.
In the end, everybody who commit a crime, in the end of the crime, what is the person has, what we study?
Regret.
He got the shadow of death.
Yeah.
And what does that make you feel?
Bad.
Bad and far away from the light.
Yeah.
The same experience of if you do good or if you do bad. If you do good, you feel small. If you do bad, you feel far away. So you get confused now. They get confused. Look, it's so beautiful, it's so profound. It say, when they saw this shadow, they say, it's a similar thing like what Moses did. After all, you know, Moses was so close to the Creator, so he had to put shadow. So what they did, they add more shadow. They took more of that tree of knowledge and covered themselves. They took more leaves and covered themselves. They thought they are actually in that level. Has it ever happened to all of us? That we are thinking we are in the right direction. Has it ever happened to us? That we think we make the right choices. Has it ever happened to us? That we think we signed the right deal, but it turned to be the worst nightmare of our life. But we can't see it at that moment. We can't see it at that moment. Because we're living under the shadow of death. Under that calls, this thing called tzel mavet. Very simple. Omnam. So he's continued. Mishenka Zora Nesabaletela Shutzel Mechamat Avera. So that shadow that they had, the reason they were away from the light, we know it now, is because of the crime that they did. They had one thing to be doing. One thing they asked them to be doing. One. Say, welcome to the Garden of Eden. Eat from every tree you want. But I'm asking you one thing. What was the one thing? Don't eat from this tree. Simple. So he continued. What is the first thing Adam did after he ate from the tree of knowledge? He played hide and seek with God, if you remember. He hide. Why did he hide? Why did he hide? He hide. What is the hiding? Shadow. What type of shadow? Shadow of death. And he apologized to God when God said to him, where are you? What did he answer? Et kolcha shamati vayira. He said to God, and you can read it later, I heard your voice and I was scared. I heard your voice and I was scared. So look what Rav Ashlag said, so beautiful. When he said to God, I heard your voice and I was scared. Let's say we need to act it. We need to go on Broadway show and we need to act it. Would you make Adam, I heard your voice and I was scared? That's what I thought until I read it. He'd say, no. Adam was actually talking it loud and with ego. Well, God, let me tell you, I heard your voice and I'm scared. Rav Ashlag changed the meaning. He said, it wasn't what we think. We think that he was kind of humble. No, he was proud being humble. Is that clear? Very deep. He was proud for being humble because he thought that if he's humble, he's exactly like Moses. And if he's like Moses, that shadow is not the shadow of death, it's the shadow of holiness. He thought, oh my God, I feel so little. I feel so nothing. That means I'm spiritual. First lesson being learned for all of us. Not every time that you feel terrible about yourself is spiritual. I know many people act spiritual based on how they feel. And they feel, oh my God, I'm the worst person in the world. Yes, you are. You are the worst person in the world. Why are you proud of that? Why you want to share with everybody that you are the worst person in the world? Are you proud of it because you are Moses? Or you are proud of it because you are in tzel mavet, in shadow of death? Why are you telling everybody you are the worst? I'm the worst mother. I'm the worst father. I'm the worst friend. Why are you telling everybody? Why are you announcing it? Are you announcing it? Oh my God, I'm the worst. I'm the worst. Or you say, well, I'm the worst. I want to make sure you hear me. Because that's where the tricks of spirituality getting to people who are fakely call themselves spiritual are really working on spirituality. Real spirituality means that you understand that section. And I'm so happy to share it in the beginning of the year, right after Rosh Hashanah, to share it. This is, you got this, you got everything. Somebody talked to me today, and I said to me, if there is one thing that you want to share with the world that will change the world, I said, that's what I want to share. People will get this section, they don't need to change nothing anymore. Just get this. That's the entire spirituality on one leg. And I will continue from Rav Ashlag. ודימה את עצמו למשה. וחשב שעל ידי הצל הזה יחזור ויזכה תכף לכל הראש הברוך ממנו. When he told God, I was afraid of you, he was thinking that now God will say, oh, what a humble person. Let me now reveal all the levels of spirituality exist. Do you understand? He thought that he's admitting that he's so low, he's now going to get rewarded. Like Moses say, I can't look anymore. Moses really get closer, but what was the drive of getting closer to the Creator? Why all of a sudden you remember God? Is because you lost money? Is because your life is terrible? Is because nothing worked in your life and now you come closer to the Creator? Or you feel you did 1,000 good things a day and you are so close to the Creator, but it's too much light? What was the drive that get you there? That's the most important question you got to ask yourself. And he continued. אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא השיב לו. If you look at the Bible after that, what an answer God gave him. And if you don't understand that, you would not get the entire Bible. He said to him, what is God answering? After he say, I was afraid of you and I hide. Who know what he answered? Look at your book. Look at your book. I'm going to give you 1 minute to look at your book. We'll see what God answered. In God's answer, there is all the secret. Please look at it. Debbie, if there is a question, people, you can just write it to me and bring it to me.
You
want to
know what God said?
Yeah, I want to know what God said. It's very...
He said, who told you that you are naked?
Yes.
Did you eat from the tree? And then immediately Adam sold Eve out.
No, but again. repeat it loud and clear so we can hear it.
Who told you that you are naked?
And continue.
Did you eat from the tree, which I commanded you not to eat?
Look at this. You know, sometimes we don't read the Torah or the Bible the way it's supposed to be written, because we decided what the sound is there based on me, poor me. We don't really hear the story is deep, but we don't hear it. What is actually God is telling him? And look what Rav Ashlag said. Mi yigid lecha ki yirum ata? Who told you you're naked? Look what Rav Ashlag explained. Who told you you're naked? Besibat ma efsat ha'orot shelcha v'nafalta batzel. He said, why did you lose all the light that you are naked and you have to be in the shadow of death? How did you get there? God is asking him. And you know, the question is, have the answer in it. Did you eat from the tree that I told you not to eat from? And now look what Rav Ashlag explained. Did that shadow come because you did so many wonderful things? Or it happened because you did exactly what I told you not to do? God is not giving him an answer. He's asking two questions. Within this question, there is the answer for everything. Now let me ask you. Let me ask me. Let me ask all the soul in this universe. Let me ask you at home. You have a tough time now in your life. Let's say a little bit tough time. This tough time could be shadow of holiness. Or it could be shadow of death. How would you know where is it come from? You have to go prior, what gets you there. As you are busy all day long with doing wonderful things, what we call mitzvot, spirituality, helping people, helping others. And because of that, you get so close to the light that you have to say, hey, stop. I have to be in the shadow. This is burning me. Or we got so disconnected from the light that we are in the shadow. And it's not up to me to answer for you or you to answer for you. It's something to think about when you go home. You have to start thinking about that. It takes months or 2 months to get an answer for that. It's not the easy thing. You have to think. And it's not if you crush yourself, that's the ego. If you say I'm the best, that's the ego. The ego is can come from the holiness or can come from tzel mavet, from shadow of death. You have to be real with yourself. You have to be real, and it's not the easy thing. Because he continued, Rav Ashlag. ועל כן לא לבד שלא ברחום בכם הזה, אלא עוד כללו. So not only Adam didn't get blessing from God like Moses did, he actually got a curse. But can you imagine Adam in that moment? He thought things are good. He thought if he feel about himself that he is nobody, that means he's spiritual. A lot of time you feel that you are nobody. A lot of time you feel that you are not worth a thing. A lot of time you think you're not important. And a lot of time you're proud of yourself to tell people that you're not that important. Like you, people tell you, wow, you are the most amazing person I ever met. What do you tell them? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Maybe you should say, and then usually, if you, those of you know me from close, usually I ask you, why are you not? I'm challenging you. Every person who said, why are you not? Because the ego, what ego? You're that big to have ego. Ego for what? What did you do? You changed the world? What ego? Are you on every discovery in History Channel for changing the universe? So what ego? So if I come in telling you you are the best, now you have to check it. What am I doing? What did I do prior to it? Is now Eliyahu or somebody tell me I'm the best? It is a test from God, or it is to remind me that I'm on the right direction? You have to check. You have to be real. Reality check. Do a prior behavior. What happened before? So Rav Ashla continue. And it say, שלידבקו להתכסות בצללים של האילן שאכלו ממנו. And that's when they become addictive. The all leaves of the tree become addicted to them, and they become addicted to it. Because the relationship that they start to develop with the tree of knowledge was a relationship that they couldn't get out of it. Now, they are under the shadow of the tree of knowledge, which is under the shadow of the tree of death. And that's why the Kabbalists don't call it tree of knowledge, they call it the tree of death. שהוא צלע בא מחמת עבירה, ונדבקו זה בזה בצל מוות. Unfortunately, every time a person commits a crime, is falling into that thing called צל מוות. And he continue, and he say, והעניין הוא, עבירה דעץ הדעת, this crime of tree of knowledge, become the roots of all the negativity is coming from till the end of time. That moment, it's sitting there waiting for us. So that means every day, by the way, every day, we go into that. Every day. All day long. You're doing good thing. You're getting closer to the light. You're getting closer to the light. Now you have a choice. You either can get compliment or you say, I don't want it. And then you're going to get closer. Or you're doing something negative. You're going so far away from the light and you start be proud of yourself that you are actually very humble. Because misery loves company. When you commit a crime, you're going to find more criminal like you around you. Remember that. Society, it's very toxic. It's very dangerous. You know, when you fall down, you're never going to be alone. That's a terrible thing about crime. Crime, you know, always will find other criminal with you. I remember first lecture I gave in Vegas. And I gave a whole seminar from morning to night, and a gentleman who helped me to find the hotel where to stay happened to be a person who liked, you know, he has a very fast hand and liked to play cards. I didn't understand that he didn't play a game until he realized that I left him at the table when I went to teach the class at 6:30, and when I came back home at midnight, he was still on the table. So that wasn't the problem. The problem when I went to go to sleep, when I wake up in the morning to leave to the airport, he was still there. Say, whoa, we got a problem. Now, when I would talk to him, he would not understand why his relationship is not working, why his business is not working, and why his children don't like him. He wouldn't understand. He would really upset. Sound funny to you, right? He was in the shadow of death, but he couldn't see it. So he thought, my life, listen, it's very profound. What I'm telling you tonight, it's so profound. They try to study and understand the human brain for so many years and they don't get that part. He was going so much down that he said, I must be spiritual. I must be a Kabbalist. I must be a tzaddik because nothing worked for me. And that's why in many religions, there is a culture. It doesn't matter if you're Christian, Muslim, or Jewish, There's a culture that if you look beating up, you tear up your pants, you have no money, you're going with the back like that, you must be spiritual. It doesn't mean anything. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Because you might be in the shadow of death by doing that. You went down so low. You went down so low. But it's different that if you did so many good things and you start getting so much reward from God, so much reward from the light, and you're capable to say no to it. You're able to say no, or you're able to share what you're getting. That's a different. That's a different type of shadow. So you continue. And it say, that shadow that make the holiness disappear, that coming from the tree of knowledge, and those leaves of figs that come from the figs, and because of that, say the Zohar, all the magic and the black magic actually come from that tree. The black magic all come from the fig tree. Why? What is magic in Hebrew? Kishuf. What is kishuf? From the word la'akhish. La'akhish means to disagree with the order things are working in the upper world. And based on that, all the impure system was built at that night. All the impure system. Because under the impure system, under the kshafim, under the magic, things are working very similar feeling. You get similarity. Why you get similarity? Because you start feeling, hey, I feel low, I feel humble, I lost my money in Vegas, the wife ran away, the kids don't want to talk to me. It must be that I'm spiritual. Oh my God, I am so spiritual. Because it's written, humble people closer to God. Yeah, hello, why did you get there to the first place? Why are you naked? God said to him. How did you get there? Did you do the wrong thing I told you not to do? That's the message for us. Is my life not working as a reward or as a punishment? Did I punish myself or did I reward myself? How do you reward yourself after a great thing? By understanding that you can say no to the holiness that's coming, because of that you're going to get more. How did you get punished? By everything disappear. Not by asking you. Nobody asks you. They take it away from you. And more been taken away from you. Don't feel that if you're poor, you're spiritual. Don't feel if you're not famous, you're spiritual. Most probably you did something wrong not to deserve to have all of those things. Have some drive, have some desire. Remember what I start with? I said desire and excitement is everything. I see so many people in my life. They don't have desire for more. They think this is what life meant to give them. They don't want more. They don't want to be famous. They don't want to be billionaire. They don't want to be like that. They think it's a sin. But God want to give it. You want to run the world? You want to be the rulers of this universe? But you're not. Bereshit is telling us, the Zohar in Bereshit is telling you, hey, let me decide when to give you and not. You want to decide what shadow? So go see him. Go make a crime. Maybe that's why you are in the shadow. But if you're capable to do your own shadow on the gift of the Creator, yes, you're able to restrict your mouth, restrict your behavior, restrict your mind. No problem. Now you're in control. Now a lot of great things can happen. That's a way to start Bereshit. When you're understanding it, and Rav Ashter continue, and it say that all those magic that people are doing after that, you know, all of, you know, and then Eliyahu Navi, Elisha the prophet, when he had to fight those magicians, he fight that magician, like it's saying in the Gemara, in the Talmud, in Brachot, that when he prayed for the fire to come from the sky, he said, God, make sure the fire come in a certain way that they don't think it's magic, because in those days, everybody did magic. And the idea is to start to understand that until we don't change that type of behavior, we cannot have Gemar HaTikun, what we call the end of the Tikun to come. So when things not working, you got to look at the prior, what I did. But don't beat yourself up. Beating yourself up, it's also be busy with yourself. It's just asking yourself, you know, if I get to this place of things not working in my life, I have to check things in me, not in a negative way. I'm not asking you to be negative. Be positive, because you got to look, hey, If you drive on the wrong direction, don't you want to know you're on the wrong direction? You do. It doesn't make you a bad person. You just have to change your direction and go in the right direction. That's it. Very simple. But people get very upset when you are telling them, hey, you might be on the wrong direction. I remember it was at one point that in a fancy restaurant, they served a dessert to me. And the dessert, by mistake, was salty. It was a cake. And it was salty and spicy. I guess the chef, by mistake, did something. He put white pepper instead of sugar. Salt instead of sugar. He mixed it. And I went and I tried to talk to him. I said, don't get the cake out for my birthday. Just give me that. Something's wrong with the cake. And the chef, my cake, my cake. How can you complain? I'm laughing. So you cake, I'm trying to help you. People are going to eat. They're going to die from this cake. I'm trying to help you. My cake, my cake. Look at us. What's wrong? It's okay. You want the money back? I give you the money back. So it's not about the money. I'm trying to be nice. The cake is really tested. I don't want to test. And I couldn't ever understand, like, what's the problem? Like, don't you want to know you're doing wrong so you do right? You want to know you do. Many times people telling us what's the right thing to do. What's the right thing to do? I was sitting once by mistake, or not by mistake, next to the owner of one of the NBA team. I was waiting with my student to go to a game. I didn't know it was him, so he told me, don't remember his name. This is the owner of the team. What do we do? You know? So, of course, sometimes I'm like a nerd, so the most practical question come out of my mouth, say, what's your secret? Who is this weird? So he said, but the answer was polite. I was very proud. He said, don't ask me again, but I'll answer only this question. He said, I'm listening to all my customers to see what I can do better. And I didn't believe that it's possible. And yesterday, by mistake, I'm turning on the TV, and they actually interview him, and they ask him, what's his secret? And he said the same thing. And I was shocked. And even proved that when his team playing, he put his email names for people to email him, and he read all the emails to see what he can do better. I was shocked that he listened to those complaints. Why am I sharing this with you? To get into the shadow of holiness, you have to, people can tell you if you're going on the wrong direction, the right direction. You need people. You need to interact with people. Say, hey, what do you think? 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 And they tell you, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure about that. No problem. And then they take you to a better direction. Because when you are doing something negative, you fall right away into feeling very low. But when you feel low, it doesn't make you humble. There's a very big difference between falling low and being humble. And I think that many spiritual people get confused between the two. I'm going to take you now to another section in the Zohar that will explain even deeper meaning of it. It's in 318. And in 318, the Zohar is telling us, how is it work, that shadow of darkness? And the Zohar says like that. Wherever the human choose to go, I'm reading from the Zohar, not from the Bible. Wherever a human being choose to walk, then there is a force from above. Listen carefully. There is a force from above, angels and ministers, that are helping him. Helping him. If he's going on the good direction, he want to go the good direction, then there is a minister from above that come and support him. If he's going for bad direction, also, there is a support system that come and help. Very confused. So there's nothing stopping me. Person want to do a bad thing? No problem. We will help you. You want to do good? We will help you. No matter what you choose. So there is a problem. The problem is that how would you know if you choose Well, you can't tell because support will happen all the time. So when things are going smooth, mean nothing. Sometimes things are going perfect. But can you check prior to your decision, where did you come from? Why do you want to do that? And a person always should check themselves. It's written that before a person gets married, you know, under the chuppah, 5 minutes before they put the ring in the wedding, they have to doubt that maybe this old thing is wrong. How can you do that in the wedding night? Wedding night is supposed to be like, this is it, you come, you pay so much money for the band, the food. This is it. And you have to say a prayer in your heart and you say, dear God, if this is where I'm supposed to be, please help me. And if it's not, please stop it now. And something will happen. If it's the right or wrong thing, it will stop. Now, this prayer is tough to say. But it's not tough if you're giving away your control to the upper level. What if you do it with everything you do? You're signing for a house. You're signing for a deal. You're signing for something. And before you sign, you wait 20 minutes. You say, dear God, if that's the best thing for me, please help it to be blessing. And if it's the wrong, please stop it now. And I'm telling you, one of the people I told them that story a long time ago was in New York, in the middle of a restaurant. And the person was pretty much in the shadow of death, not spiritual, but he was in the shadow of death so deep that he couldn't even understand that this is the shadow of death. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have double shadow of death. So we're sitting in a restaurant, of course, the restaurant is very small, so the table is that size, we're eating. And so he's not sure if he's supposed to get married, not supposed to get married. So I said to him, well, maybe you should ask for a sign, you know, if it's the right thing. You know, please, God help me. Well, so I don't believe in sign and stupidity. All of a sudden, the place where we sit, the ceiling broke on our left. When the last time you saw ceiling broke, water come down, everybody leave the restaurant on the left. Run away. And I tell him, what do you think is the way? And he speaks very loud French. He spoke little English, but mostly French. We have a communication issue. And when he gets upset, it's coming French. Very upsetting. So we sit there and he say French words. So then the other ceiling broke. Believe it? I can tell you even the street. It was 46th Street. So he get nervous. He started. He's very polite. Very polite. And his hand reached to my plate. He started eating from my plate. He's super polite. He was very nervous. But did he get the message? Zero. Zero. No message. I don't want to tell you. It was a sad story how it ended. I mean, what happened? Terrible, terrible ending. But I'm thinking about that moment for so many years that it bothered me. Like, do we have experience like this in our life that we don't want to see? Is there something in front of your eyes that you just live in the shadow of death and you don't want to get out? Is there something like, hello, roof, ceiling, God, we are the only one eating here. It's a sign, maybe we should talk about it. What are you talking about? And so sometimes the person is so much in deep of this being the humble thing. And that's why you gotta see. Either gotta ask somebody else, gotta ask a teacher, a guru, somebody to wake you up. Like, hello, am I using my eyes correctly? And he'd say, because the support you're gonna get no matter what. If you're gonna go in the right direction or the wrong, you're gonna get support. So you're never gonna tell if yes or no. So it's Adam HaRishon. What happened with Adam? When he committed a crime, he invited the minister of crime to come and help him. And then that minister of crime inject impurity into his soul and then inject impurity to all people in the world. Meaning that when you're going on the wrong direction, it's very difficult to feel wrong. You cannot feel wrong because it feels right. Why is it feel right? People tell me, Eliyahu, but it feel right. Of course it feel right. Feel right and feel wrong is the same feeling. There is no more different. After the sin of the tree of knowledge, we don't know the difference between good and bad. It mix. It's become all together. Bad become good, good become bad. It's all mixed. We don't know anymore the difference. So we think we're going in the right direction. It's the wrong direction. People can wasting 50 years of their life on nothing. And they wouldn't know. Because they're going there. And that's why study of the Zohar, study of spirituality, when you study tonight, when you're doing good things, you have to ask, by doing those good things, by coming here to study, by being together and study together, you want to ask for help. Say, through that study, open my eyes to get out of the shadow of death. I don't want to be under that shadow. I want to be in the shadow of holiness that come only when I do good things. But sometimes we are already in the shadow of death and we got to come out. When we come out, we know what's the right thing. And unfortunately, many people have a difficult time with to be criticized because they think they know better. It's not that they know better. It's not the ego. They're in the shadow of death. So you cannot tell them. You cannot direct them. They are so much in the deep, deep, deep situation. So what happened to them? Their problems start happening to them. Problem, big problems start happening to them. What their interpretation of that problem? I must be Moses. I must be a tzaddik. And that's the sad part. Because they look at that negativity as, I am so humble. I am exactly like Moses. Moses suffered in the desert for so many years. I'm suffering in the desert for so many years. I don't have money. Moses didn't have money. I am not David. He didn't have, oh my God, I must be spiritual. No, you're not. You are deep, deep. I cannot say it on the camera. Deep in that hole that's full of you know what, of garbage. And that's why you can't see the light. So of course, there, it's like a worm living in an apple. The worm in the apple. So you swim into the hole in the apple with a worm talking. Say, listen, I have to tell you, there is life out of that apple. And the worm said, no, this is it. This is where I am. I'm meant to be humble. No. There is a way. You have to change something about you. The question about us now, what are you willing to change? What are you willing to change? Are you willing to change something? Are you want to add new good behavior into your personality? That's the first question. Second question, who is the person that you go to, that you trust, to see if you're going on the right direction or the wrong direction? Is that person already been manipulated by you? And they will just agree with whatever you tell them? Or that person will absolutely disagree with most of the things that you actually say, which is a very healthy situation. That's how you know if you are in a healthy place or not. Because sometimes, you know, it's almost those mafia movie from Godfather, what do you call it? Godfather, right? When you go to the priest and this and that, of course, there's so much money, how can I not agree with you? So, Father, please forgive me. Of course, forgive you. Goodbye. But you are still in the shadow of death. And that's what the problem is. And it continued like this. Bore, kasher chata Adam harishon, shalatzmo kach otuba. When Adam and Eve did the crime, the snake was basically the one who seduced them. So it was very difficult to know what is the snake. The snake is that day by day we go into that snake. That's the snake. Every day you have snake. It's in your voice. It's within people. So those people who gamble, right? My dear friend, right? He go and gamble. You think he's alone? When you go to Vegas, how many people gamble and how many people don't gamble? There is more people who gamble than people who are not, right? Usually the people who tell you, I'm only going to Vegas to see the show, they gamble usually more. That's a sign if you want to know who's the one who gamble. The one who gamble, never say they gamble. Then you know it's a problem. The one who gamble say, I'm going there to see a show. Go see a show. But what happened? When you go to Vegas, you hear those machines with all the coin and fun. You know, how did I know that I'm not a gambler? That I try to play a blackjack and I fall asleep. You know, like I try to like it. I was with a group of guys and I want to be like cool and in. And all day long we do with the finger. How long is this going to happen? This never ends. I was happy about that you can get scotch for free. This I was very happy about. I said, wow, that's the best seat in the house. I almost tell them, can I sit here and don't gamble, just watch the game? I said, no, you can't do it. I said, I like it, you know, just being here. So you see, everybody gamble. Everybody has, it's almost like okay to be in the shadow of death. Now, let's talk drugs. People go to drugs party. It's okay to be in the shadow of death of drugs. There is sex party. It's okay to be in the shadow of death of sex party. Let's talk about the gang. I met many gang members when I teach in a rehab center. Gang, what they do? They go crazy, a little bit injection, opening the window, a few guns, whatever you saw in Vegas, they used to do it in New Jersey too, and they start shooting at people. Those things happened many years ago. It's not new. But just there, it's a large number. Now they find out the guy took a pill. We don't know really what happened. I don't know at least. But what I'm trying to tell you, when a person lives in the shadow of death, there is friends there. You're not alone. The big problem, the biggest problem in the shadow of death, if you will be alone, you will be bored. And you get out of it and look for a better way. And that's why the one thing that you want to choose for your spiritual journey is new friend this year. New teacher, new concept. Somebody will never agree with you. People come to their guru, to their teacher. Yes, of course, of course, of course, of course, of course. No, not of course. Let me tell you, the whole thing is wrong. It's like somebody hired me to be a coach. Say, well, where do I start? I said, I tell you, I don't know where to start myself with you. He said to me, why? I said, because the whole thing is just wrong. And he was so upset. How can you say this whole thing? You know who I am? Yeah? I said, I do know where you are, but I said, I'm not the right type coach for you. I'm a coach who built from scratch everybody. And thank God I have a good record. You don't want to be built from scratch. You want me as an advisor. And if you want me as an advisor, let me quit right now. I'm not a good advisor. I'm a good coach. The big difference between advisor coach to a coach take you, put the pieces to a way, tell you how to put it back together, and together you start building yourself up. That's what a coach is. And unfortunately, many people want an advisor. Hey, I'm going to kill somebody. Can you advise me how to do it in a better way? That's what people are looking for. I'm going to steal from the bank. Do you know a better way how to steal from the bank? They're going already on the wrong way. They're already going on the shadow of death. Now they want somebody to advise them how to do it better. The point of a teacher, the point of a coach, the point of a person who gives guide to people is to tell them, hey, listen, this is not the way. This, what you're doing is wrong. The way you do it, we're not going to talk about the way you're doing. We're going to talk first if what you do is good or bad. The way that's later, that's you're going to figure it out. That's the easy part. But first, let's find out what you're doing, good or bad. That's first. If we cannot figure this one out, then we have a problem. And that's why Adam, when he already went and tasted from the tree of knowledge, and he felt the difference already in his consciousness, and he didn't do nothing about it, that's why he was punished. But he actually wasn't punished. If you look at everybody receive a punishment, the snake punishment, that he was supposed to crawl in the dirt, Eve, that she will give birth with pain, but Adam, it didn't say that Adam was punished. It said that the land was punished for Adam. He never cursed Adam. He cursed the land for Adam. Very interesting. Because Adam came to God and that's what he said. He said, dear God. Dear God. You never told me to be suspicious of the woman that you created for me. It's a true story. It's from the Ora Chaim HaKadosh. Say, you created this woman. She brought me food. She brought me different food. Because she made them, it was, I guess, every day they brought a different plate. Pineapple, I don't know, different weird fruit that you don't see here. You see it in Taiwan, you know, they have a lot of fruit there that you don't see here. here, dragon, this, that. She gave him tree of knowledge fruit. He said, God, how would I know? How would I know that this is wrong? But of course, as the Zohar say, the path that you choose to go on, you're going to find more problematic people like you. Meaning, if you start meeting wrong people, you have to check yourself. If you start meeting wrong situation, check yourself. If you start, when things start to go really wrong around you, wrong people, stop. Just stop, stop, stop. Say, hey, I'm in the shadow of the wrong shadow. I got to be in the shadow like Moses, shadow of holiness. To get to that place, I got to stop. First, I got to stop what I'm doing. Go do something good. When you do good thing, through the good things, if you don't have a lot of negativity, you will climb out of the shadow of death, and then you will start climbing to the light. When you start climbing to the light, then you will be able to say, wow, that's a lot. And that's really what it's all about. I'm going to open it now to discussion, so you can ask me any question you want from the parasha or from the Zohar of this week only, or just general questions. So we're going to do it like 10 minutes is okay. If people at home, wherever they are, want to ask me a question, they're welcome to ask me a question as well. Please. If you have, yes, please.
What does Bereshit mean?
Huh?
Bereshit, what does it mean?
Bereshit means in the beginning. In the beginning. But, of course, there is 70 meaning to that word. 70. There's 70 meaning. There is about, I would believe, 2,000 page on that word. That from Rabbi Shimon wrote. Rabbi Shimon wrote a meaning to it. I'm studying, actually. I'm in the middle of studying just that word right now. But it means in the beginning, there is a reason why it starts with the letter Bet. You know? And not with the letter Aleph. So there is a reason. So there's a lot of secret in the words. But the best I can do is to tell you the translation. I mean, in the beginning. That's what it means. Yes, Yvette.
I was just thinking, how crazy is it that Adam and Eve, they eat from the tree of knowledge, and it ruins everything, and then their solution is to go back to this tree of knowledge to cover themselves. It's like they're going back to the thing that messed up.
Okay, it's a very good question. Maybe I should explain it again or better. I hear you, but I want to first relate to what you say in the beginning. They thought that covered themselves because they're already holy. So, meaning, I'm supposed to say no to my desire when I reach a very high level. But when you are in a lower level, and to say no to your desire, that's an ego. You understand? When a poor man come into your house and they never saw food for 3 days, and you give them food, and they say no to it, it makes them want to be like you. The reason they become poor, they did a mistake with their life. You know, when you see poor people in the street, money cannot help them. They are in a stage of mind, of wrong stage of mind. Something is wrong with their mind. It's not the money. Money comes second. So I see a lot of people give them money. What happened with the money they give them? They give them $5. Who feel good? You. Because they gave them. So you get ego going up to the sky for one little mitzvah, one little thing you did. They don't benefit from it. You benefit ego from it. Two people suffer. They need the whole education system to change something. If you ever talk to them, because I stopped to talk to them, they don't want to change. They're very stubborn, by the way. Try. Try to offer them a job. Say, you want to wash my car? I will give you more money. Ah! Something happened because they are in the shadow of death, so they get stuck there. So Adam and Eve, when they covered themselves with the leaves, they thought already, oh my God, honey, I feel so little. It must be that we become spiritual. After we ate from that tree, we become nobody. They thought we become spiritual. Say, now we're going to be like Moses. Let's cover ourselves. Let's do even more covering. Say even more no to it. No, no. So God come to them, hey, do you even know why you are low? You're not low because you did the right thing. You're low because you did the wrong thing. Now the second thing that you asked, what was that? That's profound. So if in life, sometimes we're going into places to cover even ourselves more. What happened when a person do a crime, you know, do a crime. So let's say Chas v'Shalom person kill somebody or steal from someone. So they feel bad. So they feel bad. Right away, every person who commit a crime feel bad because they stage went to the lowest stage, so they have no light. When they have no light, now they start feeling, oh my God, I'm humble. I think I'm going to donate some of that money to help children, you know? And then they feel good about themselves again. But that's all fake. That's all under the shadow of death. Okay? Question from people at home.
Why did Adam blame Eve? Don't spiritual people have to take responsibility for their actions?
It's going to be a woman asking me that. Okay. So people at home who asked that question. Adam didn't blame. In those days, it was no blaming. It was telling the truth. So we look at it as blaming, but God asking him, did you eat from the... He didn't go to Eve. He go to Adam. Because if you want to go deeper into it, Eve was never commanded by God not to eat. There's deep subject going there. I cannot open it. But Eve was never actually told by God. Adam was the one who told by God not to eat. And he told it to his wife. The sin of Eve was that she listened to the snake and he, the snake teller, that I'm telling you what God meant and what Adam meant. She should not listen to him. She should not listen to him. She should go and check it with her husband and say, honey, the snake just told me that. She didn't do it. So Adam told the truth. He said, hey, listen, I didn't know she gave me the fruit, because he told the fact of what things that happened. Now, if you're angry at home about men, you know, whatever they did to you, I'm so sorry for that. But I want to tell you something. It's not a blaming. It's just like a lawyer bringing the fact. This is what happened. But it was not blaming. Adam loved Eve, and Eve loved Adam. The love between them was tremendous. The force of negativity disturbed between two of them, so they will not stay together. And that's what happened. And sometimes it happens between two people that love each other. There is a force of negativity come in and cause separation. And the separation, you know, caused one of the side to do a mistake. And one of the side was going to do a mistake, fall into the shadow of death. What do you do? What do? Are you going down to the shadow of death and join them? Or are you waiting outside of the shadow of death and invite them? The best advice to tell somebody who follow the shadow of death to do good, to do good thing, and not to look for reward. They're not going to get reward until they get out of the shadow of death, and then they will start climbing to the shadow of the light. It's a difficult thing. It was more question there? I just to make sure that it's clear and you're satisfied, do not be shy to text us and let us know. Yes. Yes, please.
Can you explain for Simchat Torah?
No, I'm not going to talk about it. No, I'm not going to talk about Simchat Torah. Yes, please.
How do the people who are the devil shut down get help? How do they rise? How do they come out of that?
There is many ways. I mean, the two simple way is pain, suffering, if they're worth it of it, because to have pain, suffering is... person has to suffer, so he start asking himself, or, you know, am I suffering because of negativity? Or, yeah, but they die, they come next lifetime, you know, life is not just one chance. Or they meet somebody like Debbie, like me, who's go ahead and talk to them about doing one good thing, so good things, a good thing. Slowly, slowly they get out of it. But the point is they must do good thing. They must do something to get them out of the shadow of death. They have to get an advisor to tell them, hey, you got to do. And the advisor cannot be manipulated by just a compliment or how much they're going to love the advisor. You got to do, you know. This is a necessity. Because those people, the shadow of death is so dangerous because people feel spiritual there. They don't feel bad. They feel like, oh my God, I'm so... They're fasting, they're praying, they're suffering. They teach everybody life is not all about money. They talk like that, by the way. They talk like that. I usually, you know me, like people start talking to me, life is not about money. Usually I will tell them the opposite. It's only about money. People don't know me. I get into every conversation. And I make it even, I just want to see how far they go, because to see how far they are deep in that shadow of death. Because the ego is tremendous there. Because what happened, you feel humble there. When you're in the shadow of death, you feel spiritual. You feel great. You feel like, oh my God, my life is terrible. I must be a tzaddik. You know? I must be a tzaddik. You go to a poor people in the street. Why they don't want to do something else? There is a way to make a living. There is a way to wash dishes, to wash the floor. They rather sleep in the corner there waiting for me, getting mattress and blanket, and give them a little cash, or go to synagogue and with a hand like this, then do something more humiliated, because they don't want to climb out. It's very addictive. It's very addictive, like the gambler, like the beggar. You know, it's addictive feeling because you feel spiritual actually there. You don't feel bad. You feel bad, and because you feel bad, you feel spiritual. I don't know if it's clear. It's so profound. But with spirituality, you also feel small, but it because, oh my God, it's called a remembrance. You just realize how great is God. You are now being invited to go to the chamber of God. And that's what King David said in the book of Tehillim, book of Psalms. He said, "Velo letashtani kol yemei idanai." He said, "Dear God, you never left me when things were perfect." Why would he say, "You never left me when things were perfect"? He was nervous. He was nervous from the tzel mavet, from the shadow of death. Because he always questioned himself, am I now spiritual because I'm in the right way? And that's why it was the most lovable human being that God ever had. Because he was like us. He wasn't special. He wasn't born special. He was born simple. Yeah.
I have another question.
Yes.
So why was the woman punished more than the man?
Is it the same? She's after me. All right, that's good. Why was the woman punished more than the man? Because the woman is the one who committed the crime. We talk about fact. It's not about opinion. It's a fact. Who did it? Go read the story. Who did it? Who spoke to the snake? Who this? Now, the question maybe that she's asking me, why would a woman punish? If she's a good lawyer, she should ask that question. Why would a woman be punished if she's not been commended on doing the crime? That should be a tough question to answer, right? And I think I answered it in another video on vital transformation when I talk about the sin of Adam and Eve. It's a very deep video which I only discuss that subject. That why would a woman would be punished for something that she did. So she was not punished for that. She was punished for not going back to Adam and asking him. Because the snake spoke in the name of her husband. He spoke in the name of God. She wasn't there to hear what God told her husband. So if she wasn't there to know what God told her husband, she should go to her husband and say, "Honey, I just want to find out what's going on here." And that's what it says, that a woman is supposed to have a tzniut. Tzniut also means modesty. Modesty? Modesty can have two meanings. One is cover. That's what most people think, is cover your body, cover everything. Or modesty also means to be modest, to be humble. You know, from that point, it's come about a woman. So a woman is looking for, lower yourself. You know, why you lower yourself? It's not lower yourself for the ego point of view only, because of Eve. Why is women light candle before Shabbat? It's because to turn on the light that she lost in the time of Bereshit.